Jason Carter, coach of the Newton boys basketball team, joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee. After Newton gets a thrilling 52-48 win here tonight at Oskaloosa, and nice to finally get on the W side. Yeah. And that, you had to work for it, though.
Yeah, tell me about it. But those are the fun ones when you get to play a close game, and you have to work for it. So we needed that in a bad way. Any way we could get it, and I thought our seniors really came to play tonight and played a heck of a game, especially Creighton Andrew. I kind of challenged him and Christian a little bit just to be a lot more aggressive on the offensive end, scoring the ball, and they both did. They both scored well above their averages tonight. Really proud of those two. It made a big difference in this one.
And I tell you what, this was just a game of runs.
Yeah, that's it really was.
It was. Just everybody got runs. Why did you think that was? Just two hard-fought teams?
That's just the way the game is. It's just a game of confidence. But, a game of runs is something that happens a lot, especially in these close games, And I thought our kids, just handled the runs very, very well. Again, especially our seniors. I felt like every time I subbed tonight, they'd go on a run. And every time we kind of went back to our starters, we went on a run. So it was just kind of one of those nights where, that group, just played really, really well together and found a way to put the ball in the hoop when it mattered most.
Yeah, the key for Oskaloosa was basically Tommy North. He came in there and hit some threes and kept them in it.
We knew that kid's a microwave. He can get hot really, really fast, and he can make a bunch in a hurry. He did the same thing against Indianola where he made, I think, 5 threes. Most of them were in the second half. So, he's a really, really good shooter, and they're going to love having him here for the next couple of years. Him and 22 are both really good players. I was just proud of our kids to fight. Coming off of a 3-game skid, we just needed to find a way to get back in the winning column, and, we found a way to do that tonight.
And you apparently answered the free throw question.
Yeah. I was going to mention that too. So, I don't know what we ended up, but I felt like, we shot really, really well from the
towards
line.
Towards the end, when it was pressure was on, I think
we made all the important
one.
Ones. And again, Creighton coming off a night where he was 1-for-6 from the line, made a bunch of them tonight. I think he missed maybe one or two all night, and he shot a bunch of them. So, that was a big from him stepping up to the line with confidence, knowing that he was going to knock those down, especially after coming off a night where he couldn't hit one. He went 1-for-6, I think. So, that was a testament to who he is, and we believe in him to make plays, and he did that tonight for sure for us.
Yeah, you did hit a fair amount of threes, but I thought you did a better job inside, a little closer to the basket too. A lot of nice assists where you got they would find somebody a nice pass underneath, and Grant Osby came in and capitalized a couple of assists.
Yep, absolutely. Play. We've talked about that. Finding ways to score in the paint and just playing off 2 feet and using our footwork to make that extra pass to find an easy one for a teammate. We're not a team that's going to go in there and just ISO people in the post. So we gotta find a way to do it together and get each other open. I thought we did a really good job of that. I thought we defended the post much better tonight too. I really challenged them, yesterday in practice. Unfortunately, we didn't get practice Wednesday, but, we've been outscored in the paint by bunches. I don't even want to say the number. It's been kind of embarrassing how much we've been outscored in the paint the last couple games. So, but I thought they kind of rose to the challenge tonight against a team with some size, too, that really kind of scores, makes their bread in the paint. So, just proud of the kids for coming out and being physical, playing a tough game, and finding a way to get a dub.
Yeah, I thought when they were underneath, they were real aware of, helping out a teammate if they got a little beat or something.
I challenged them, too. We really got to do a better job of paying attention to the scouting report, too. At this late in the season, we know who wants to shoot threes and who doesn't. And we just got to do a good job of continuing to help off the right guys, and not leaving shooters open on the perimeter. So, most teams, have at least one or two guys that you can gamble a little more off of and be a little more aggressive helping in the post. And I thought we did a really good job of that tonight.
Got to be a confidence builder. It was a tight game on the road.
Yeah.
Made all the plays down the stretch they needed. Hopefully this is the start of a nice little run here at the end of the season.
Yep, absolutely. That's the plan.
All right, well, thanks a lot for coming up, Jason.
Yep, thank you, Randy.
Congratulations on the win. Jason Carter joining us after the 52-48 win at Oskaloosa. Jason Carter joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.